Sean Patrick Maloney is a Democrat from New York's 18th District. He's been in office since 2013. You know, Sean, I was thinking about something you said. You said that your district had gone for Trump in the last election. I wanted to know something from you. Do you think they would again?
I think there's a good chance they would, yeah. I don't think that regular folks out there are moving at the speed of MSNBC. You know what I mean? I don't think they listen to Rachel Maddow every night or watch Morning Joe every morning and have the guy impeached by about 15 minutes into the show. I think they think the president just got there. We should work with him. They want him to be successful. And frankly, we should all want this presidency to work because we do not have a presidency to waste. And we have so much work to do. And I just think that it will change as they see more of this disappointing conduct from him, because people I represent are smart people, and when they support Republicans locally, they don't use racist comments the way the president does. They don't needlessly degrade people or debase the office they hold the way the president does. You know, I don't hear that from Bill Larkin in Orange County. I don't hear that from Marcus Molinaro in Dutchess County. I don't hear it from Steve Newhouse in Orange County. You know, in Putnam County, they don't behave this way. Republicans will see, and conservatives will see, that so much of what the president's doing is unacceptable. But the real test is going to be whether those of us who want to go in a different direction have a message that makes some sense for people around the kitchen table. So we have to do that first and foremost.
I have an elongated question, so bear with me for just one second. I truly believe that if the Democrats want to take the House of Representatives, the key concept that needs to be floated is vote to impeach Donald Trump. We get letters from people who say, oh, no, you can't do that. You got Pence next up, and he's a religious zealot and all of the rest of it. So I'm going to ask you, how does the impeachment thing, the way that you figure, we have a 2018 election coming up, how does that play?
Yeah, I disagree. I do not think that our path to the majority is centered around impeaching the president, unless and until, you know, Bob Mueller shows up and says this guy has committed high crimes and misdemeanors. I understand the president is deeply offensive to people. I share a lot of that. Believe me. But right now in my district, which voted for Trump, you know, the president is more popular than the Republicans in Congress, and politically, my opponent, you know, in 2018 is not the president; it's the Republican majority. It is easier to convince people to change the majority in Congress right now than it is to swap the president. Meaning we should focus on the political opponent we have. They hate Trump care in my district. They hate this tax bill in my district. They hate everything the Republicans in Congress in Washington are doing, and with good reason, because it's terrible, and we need a change. And because President Trump is almost certainly not going anywhere until at least 2020, I think it's real simple. I think if we want to take back the House, we say, you got this Trump guy for another couple of years. You need somebody riding there to pump the brakes. You know, and when I was in high school, I had a driver's ed teacher, Roger Wilson, who used to have one of those extra brakes under the glove compartment on his side of the car. Remember that from high school?
Yeah.
And he used to tap those brakes if you were screwing up behind the wheel. That's the message. The message is Trump is going to have this wheel for a while. You need somebody sitting next to him to tap the brakes, maybe jump on him once in a while. And that's what Democrats are going to do. We need some new messages. We need some new messengers, and we need some ideas of our own. Don't get me wrong, but right now we are what's standing between the country and Trump doing whatever he wants. And I think most people realize this guy needs a babysitter.
So Trump tweets every morning. He carries the messages. He says, DACA, we could have DACA, but it's the Democrats' fault. He says, you know, it's propaganda 101. Say it enough times, somebody's going to believe it. He says it again and again and again. So all these people are saying, okay, so who's going to carry the message? Now, it seems to me that there is one guy in the Democratic Party who's proven that can be done, and that's Bernie Sanders. How's Sanders looking for president the next time?
Oh man, listen. Maybe it's just me, but I'm going to apologize right now to anybody of a certain age listening to your show. But I think it is time for the baby boom generation to get out of the way and let some other people have a shot at this thing. It is time to give somebody else a turn at the wheel. So I do not believe that any candidate who is, you know, pushing 80 should be trying to leave the country into the next era. And that's just how I feel about it. I think it is time. We have so many talented people who are a new generation, who see the world differently. I'm sick to of this fight that the baby boom started sometime in 1968, and that's been going on ever since. Y'all have been yelling at each other for 50 years, and those of us who came along behind it want to have a shot at coming together around some things that'll move our country forward.
Okay.
I do not want to have another incendiary presidency. I want to have someone bring us together.
Okay, so name a person who can message correctly the way Bernie Sanders can. And I'm not going to say one thing to you about being 76 years old. Go ahead.
Listen, let me tell you something. Let me be clear about that. I don't need younger people. I need younger ideas. Maybe that's a much better way to put it. But I do think that a new generation would provide a new perspective, and it's time, particularly on the Democratic side, to let some people up. Now, look, we can play the name game if you want, but it is less important to me who that messenger is than what the message is. But I love people like Cory Booker. I love people like Kamala Harris. I love people like Eric Garcetti in Los Angeles. I think you see people all across the Democratic Party, like Hakeem Jeffries here in New York, who are smart and talented and who have new ideas. I think you see a new generation of leadership coming up in the House of Representatives, from Adam Schiff to Joe Crowley to people who are ready to bring their experience to bear, but have new perspectives and ideas. And the presidency will work itself out in that magical process in the primaries. But I do think that, my God, we've got to turn the page as Democrats. We have to offer something different and new. And I do not believe that anybody who ran in the last election or who's been on a national ticket already is our portal to the future. Sorry, I don't believe it.
Fair enough. Let's talk, Sean Patrick Maloney, about your congressional trip to Iraq, Afghanistan. Afghanistan is going up in smoke once again. People are dying. Bombers are bombing. We only have 2 minutes. What do you got?
Well, we are keeping the lid on in both Iraq and Afghanistan. We have won the war militarily against ISIS, and that is a great thing. But the ideology is not defeated. So while they have been destroyed on the ground, we still have a lot of work to do. And the Iranians have more influence than ever. And the Kurds are in a really delicate position. In Afghanistan, we are once again, stabilizing the situation militarily. There is progress on the civilian government side, but we've got to grow that economy. And we've got to continue to keep the local forces in the fight for their own country. Happily, our folks are doing critical work, but it is largely in support of the Afghan National Security Forces, who are doing most of the fighting and the dying, and we should continue to support that. It's going to cost money, and it's going to take a long time. But the other alternatives are to let it fall back into the hands of people who would harm us, or to pour resources back in there that we can't afford and can't sustain. So I think we've got a Goldilocks problem, where we've got to get it just right. And I think we're doing a good job. Our military is remarkable, and the work they do is extraordinary. Also, the State Department folks and the USAID and the intelligence officers, we should support them, by the way. Stop trying to freeze their budget and play games with them in Washington. But if we stick with this thing, we can keep making progress. I believe that.
It's always great to talk to our pal, Sean Patrick Maloney of New York's great 18th District. Sean, always really good of you to show up. And when we come back the next time, let's talk about lots of other things.
Thanks, Alan.